As you may have heard, Senator Dianne Feinstein and Congressman Mike Rogers said over the weekend that the threat of terrorism is growing, not shrinking, here in the United States. And officials in the UK are particularly concerned about bomb makers in Yemen who are trying to develop harder-to-detect devices to smuggle onto planes. The BBC's security correspondent Frank Gardner reports.
This is the voice of Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Of all the jihadist groups around the world, they are considered to be the greatest danger to aviation in Europe. Why? Because three times now, its bomb makers have managed to smuggle explosives onto planes. One went off in 2009 in Saudi Arabia. Another, packed into the bomber's underpants, was stopped just in time over Detroit. And in 2010, Al-Qaeda hid two sophisticated bombs inside printer ink toner cartridges bound for Chicago. One got as far as Britain, where the police defused it just in time. Well, I'm now inside New Scotland Yard, and I've been allowed to see a reconstruction of the actual printer bomb that was sent from Yemen and recovered from a cargo plane in East Midlands Airport. And with me is Commander Richard Walton, who heads Scotland Yard's Counterterrorism Command. How close a call was this, Commander?
Well, as you can see, this is a very sophisticated device. Looks very much like a normal printer. But the technology, the design and the engineering around this device is quite advanced.
The bombs Al-Qaeda in Yemen are devising are non-metallic, well-concealed and emit only the faintest of vapours, making them difficult to detect. Each device contains enough explosive to blow a hole in a fuselage. The brains behind them is an elusive Saudi bomb maker called Ibrahim Al-Asiri, one of the CIA's most wanted targets. According to a terrorism expert at King's College London, Dr. Peter Newman, Western governments are confronting this threat on two fronts.
The first is the intelligence front, recruiting informers within the organization so that you get information about attacks before they happen and when they are being planned. The other front is the technological front. I know of a number of projects that are currently ongoing whereby they are trying to develop ever more sophisticated detectors that allow you to detect the scent of explosives in incredibly small particles.
And this is one of those devices, an explosive trace detector, now in service at airports around the world. Kevin Reardon is a security expert at the firm which developed it, Smith's Detection.
Particle detection means that if somebody builds a bomb, they leave contamination. And that contamination can be minute, transmitted and transferred between people, left on luggage, left on devices. And that is what happens at airports where you see people swabbing your possessions. It's looking for traces of explosive contamination.
In the last few days, the government's announced it's deploying body scanners at 11 more airports around the UK. But a lot of airports outside the EU don't have such devices, or the operators there aren't always paying attention. So there's a ban on direct flights from Yemen to Britain and an EU ban on cargo originating there. Since last year, there's been a no-fly policy to stop suspected terrorists even getting on planes, with up to three suspects a year being prevented from flying into Britain. But Al-Qaeda in Yemen have patience and expertise. As Commander Richard Walton from the Met says, they will keep trying.
The threat remains very real, very enduring and very serious. A lot of activity has gone on in the last couple of years in particular. This government has invested heavily in countermeasures for airports and as you're probably aware, security scanners have been put in around the country. And there's a range of other measures, both overt and covert, to try and mitigate this threat.
That report from the BBC's security correspondent Frank Gardner. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.